Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, published magazine, broadcast, and global communities where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today, I'm thrilled. I have with me Phil Ross. Phil Ross made it his life's purpose to help others discover and manifest their life purpose. 2 decades ago, Phil decided to change his direction in life and pursue a more balanced life of purpose while maintaining his interest in significant wealth, good health, and overall happiness and love. When we have all three, we really are complete and we find true happiness. To this end, Phil wrote and produced Soul Destiny, a powerful progressive personal development series that takes participants from their current circumstances and recreates a new direction in life. 3 very significant and powerful products that are progressive and life-changing to accomplish this are his Soul Destiny Discovery Day, Soul Destiny Home Study Library, and a 3-day multimedia experiential workshop. Phil, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki. It's a pleasure, my pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit, Phil, about how you came to find this as where you really want to make your contribution to the world and as your passion and your purpose.
Well, as your overview said, I was actually about 45, turning 45, and had come off of several successful, moderately and somewhat greater successful businesses, greater than others, I suppose. And I was feeling unfulfilled, so I wanted to find a change, something that would give me more meaning in life and more purpose. So I started to do searching and to discover what I wanted and what I could use in the past to move forward. And I had always done a lot of sales training, personal development, and so on for my staff. So I thought I know a little bit about that. So I started to look in that direction and came across this material, which was Master Key based by Charles Hanel, and it really resonated with me. And I started working with that, the power of the thought, and what it can do in changing directions in my own life. And I liked it so well that I decided to get involved with it full time, and we took the program around the world over the first few years, and here we are.
Well, that is phenomenal. What a great contribution you're making. How do you hope, Phil, to inspire others through that contribution?
Well, when a person enters our program, they're in a position of where they are in their life. What we do is we take them from birth, actually, and we go through the first years of their life from birth to where they are now, and we look for and uncover habits and patterns that are not serving them, as well as bring to the surface patterns and habits that are serving them. And what we do is we, through exercises, we get rid of the habits and patterns that are not serving them, and move forward into a new direction by developing new patterns and habits of success. The most revealing part of it for the individuals in the classroom is that most people bury their patterns and habits and continue with them for life unless they face them. And our first half of our workshop, for instance, will, and also in the book Soul Destiny Discovery, we get into that in detail and in depth, and we drill down until we finally get them to the surface and remove them from their life, and remove those habits and patterns from their life once and for all.
Yeah, so the average person out there they're not even identifying these life patterns that can be harmful to them.
That's correct. Most people don't. And if they do, they may be aware of them, but they bury them, subconsciously bury them. And through our exercises of visualization and other exercises, visualization, meditations, and so forth, we bring them to the surface and this allows them to once and for all take care of them.
Oh, well, that is really powerful, Phil. Tell me some of the powerful ways that you become inspired for yourself and help your clients to also do that.
Over the years, I've learned that when I first wrote Soul Destiny, one of the major influences of my life was the ability. I actually had a reading that prompted me to go into my to contact my spiritual boardroom, which is enables me to. They actually guided me to write Soul Destiny, and by doing that, it allowed me to communicate with the spiritual boardroom, pulling guides and so forth, and information that I probably wouldn't have thought of myself or been able to even put this material together. But by me personally going through that exercise and then moving on to programs like the Akashic Library and so on, it's something I like to teach people how to gather information from resources that we normally don't deal with on a day-to-day basis. It's great for anyone writing or anyone looking to create something or solve problems. It's a great way of communicating. So with my background in business tied into my then spiritual endeavors, I was able to put a combination of grounded spiritual and physical together, which I think is a great combination. Most people will go a little bit too far spiritual and forget the grounding, and some people are too far grounded. But when you get a balance between the two, which is what I really emphasize in my books and my courses, it's very powerful. It's a very powerful way of dealing with life situations and also moving and progressing your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the major problems. You know, you can't have start having plans and goals without the dream and without the creative side of things. And yet, if the creative side of things just sits there without the other more, material type of exercise and actions, then nothing comes to fruition. So that's really, really powerful and important. For people that are just starting out on that path and may be challenged between combining those two, do you have maybe one or two tips that you find are really, really helpful to make that happen?
Yes. If one meditates and learns to listen to what they hear and trust in what they hear, for instance, if they're dealing with a life situation or a problem and they simply put that problem out there and ask the question, how do I resolve it, and listen to the answers and start to have faith in the answers, whether it be through prayer or meditation or through any other kind of communication with the subconscious, then the key is to learn to listen to the answers and trust the answers that they're not coming from you, or that they are actually coming as a guide.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And does that help too with the planning and goal setting too? Like if you're just asking what you need to know, once you have the inspiration, what you need to know to actually put that into action, you find it works on both sides of that.
It works with every step of the process. Once you learn to trust it on a smaller level or a more minute level, what happens as you're growing your plan, your vision, and then putting into manifestation by putting into an architectural plan or a plan, written plan, and then you're refining it as you go all the way through to fruition. And even when you get to fruition and success, it's a constant way of communicating with the evolvement of your success. And then dealing with life's ups and downs as well. I mean, many times I will if I'm dealing with an issue, I'll sit in meditation and I'll just start asking the questions through my subconscious to whatever source you're tapping into, and I get answers.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So what's the biggest idea that's come from the inspiration in this process for you personally, Phil?
Well, the biggest inspiration I have is when I actually wrote Soul Destiny and created the progressive program that is now Soul Destiny, the series. I was in Australia, and I just come off of a tour there doing one of my personal development programs prior to this. And I got on the plane I just made a commitment to some people in Australia that I was going to return back in a few weeks with Soul Destiny. I had the idea and a vision, as vague as it was. And what I was able to do by this process, by using this process, is actually go back home to Toronto, put it all together, create and write Soul Destiny, publish it, create the Soul Destiny, the multimedia series, which is a video series, 24-hour video series, put it all together in a very short period of time, and draw resources of people I could never do financially or otherwise without having the clear vision and employing the law of attraction, if you will, and other laws that are within our program that we mentioned, and get on the plane and get back and actually put on a three-day multimedia seminar to close to 250 people in Australia. It was a very, very large feat in a very short period of time, doing something that I knew nothing about before I started it. In fact, for instance, I wasn't a writer. I wrote my first book. I wasn't a producer. I produced my first video series. It's like a 24-hour video series. So to me, that was a tremendous accomplishment.
It certainly is. And, you know, I'm curious about your transition when you were doing things that maybe were totally different, and then you decided to make this sort of switch in where you were going to put the emphasis of your life's work. How did that impact you and your business, and where did you find what it took to have the faith enough to want to make that shift? So many times we stay where it's comfortable.
Yes, for me it was a matter of I just got to the point where, as I said earlier, I had built several businesses, very successful. One of them, you know, in the $50 million area, 100 employees. But I wasn't fulfilled. So once I decided to make that shift, I just decided I wasn't going to do it that way anymore. I was just building for money, and I wasn't thinking consciously about whether I was producing anything worthwhile to the planet. And I thought, if I had the ability to do this, then I put that same ability into something where I felt a sense of purpose and something worthwhile to the planet and to myself and to humanity, I thought then I would be more fulfilled. So that's what I did. I just started shifting my and combining my business sense with a more purposeful direction, and things started to change. And as I started to do that, I found things started to come to me easier than my previous life, where I was always pushing to achieve success. So and also the whole feeling of success was greater than the monetary accomplishments I had made in the past. I was feeling success at a more, if you will, spiritual level and a more complete level than I had in the past.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yes, and it's so beautiful. I love the picture you paint with that. You know, the ease and the grace and the elegance in which, you know, you just were able to flow into that and continue to do so. Just amazing. So speaking of flowing into this great contribution you're making to the world, how do you hope to inspire future generations and have an impact on the world totally, like almost if you were looking at it like a legacy? What does that look like for you, Phil?
Well, you know, I've adopted the philosophy that help one person at a time and build from there. My program, the way it is laid out in the progressive series, we take somebody from the basics, regardless of the circumstances. I don't care how old they are, how young they are, or what their circumstances are. We start with the basics, what I call go back to basics. Back to basics means let's take them back to the time they were born and start moving forward to where they are now, and then from there, to start rebuilding and going forward. So through my workshops and seminars, I can reach more people. I can reach people in larger numbers than working with one-on-one. So the books work with one-on-one. When a person goes from the book to the workshops and then through the progressive workshops, what happens is they don't just take a book off the shelf, read something, get inspired, and then forget it, moments or days later. With the progressive series, it enables a group of people or person to progress through the changes and the visions and so forth that they want to achieve, and to finally get it, finally own it, and get on with their life and make the changes that they want to make. So to reach more people, doing interviews like this, and also to have more workshops. My goal is to have workshops going in cities all around the world, not workshops that are facilitated by myself, but to train the facilitators to facilitate workshops in their own cities and so forth. Through those workshops and the self-study program with Soul Destiny Discovery, they'll be able to then go to the multimedia workshops, which will be held in different cities around the world, and the gathering point for the final few stages of the program.
Oh, that's wonderful. And when you have that kind of plan, where you're actually going to be training others to also participate in it, it's wonderful, because it'll be able to reach so many more people that really need to hear and experience the work that you're doing and the contribution that you're making. So I think that's just brilliant.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about who inspires you personally, or what inspires you personally. How do you bring this about when you need to call upon it?
My inspiration comes from, as far as people goes, people like Richard Branson, who seem to be down-to-earth entrepreneurs who seem to have a purpose in life and a genuine purpose. So he would inspire me, as well as other people like Thomas Edison and so forth, who really came up with some brilliant solutions to problems through the connection to the higher self or to spirituality. These people have solved problems in their lives and for the world that didn't come from them. They actually had to tap into higher sources to be able to get answers that would suit the need. And so because of those role models out there and understanding how they did this, I'm able to put that into my life and have constantly use it as a resource in my everyday life. You know, every time I come up with a business idea or a vision that I want to manifest, I tap into resources that aren't just me, but gather the thoughts and the wisdom of universal energy.
Yeah, and especially those that you mentioned, and Richard Branson is a personal favorite of mine too, because they're so innovative, and as you say, we can't be that kind of earth-shaking innovative unless we're tapping into sources other than just ourselves. It's just so powerful, really powerful. So tell me, do you have
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that it gets our own thoughts out of the way, our own limiting thoughts out of the way, by opening up to not only being yourself, but also gathering information from the wisdom of the universe and people that are out there that have done things and so forth. So
that's really
my thinking behind it.
Really extraordinary. So do you have like a brief exercise or maybe a tip that would help us listening to be able to tap into discovering what our higher purpose is and really tapping into our passion?
Yes, one of the exercises that I can share with you that is in the discovery book and in our journal is to take an idea. I call it thought mapping. To take an idea, a vision that you have, put it in the center of a page, draw a circle around it, and then from there flow out from that with ideas. So one idea creates one action creates a reaction, one idea creates another idea, and you flow it out, and you join them all together. And so what will happen is whatever your goal is in the middle will grow with other ideas that tap into it. Then what'll you'll be able to see, if you take a step back, is you'll be able to see a complete picture of what is required to complete your process. If what you have in the center is your vision, you could put in the center, you could put anything that you want to work on and do the same process. But it's thought mapping, or taking an idea or a thought, putting it in the center of a page, and then extrapolating from that many other little circles and subcircles of the circles and so forth to give yourself a picture. It's also good for writing. If you're writing a book, to put the idea of the book in the center and to extrapolate it into an explosive form of ideas.
Oh, I love that. That's really beautiful. I really, really do love that. And time with you, Phil, has just flown by, and there's so much more wisdom that you have to impart to us. I think anyone who truly wants to change their direction would really be well served by taking your Soul Destiny Journey to Success courses and connecting with you. So is there a website or someplace where people can connect and learn more?
Yeah, yes, Vicki. My website is souldestinyinternational.com. That's S-O-U-L, Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y, international.com.
Oh, fantastic. And they will find even more wonderful information there and courses available. And, I'm sure everyone will want to go to your website. Again, if you could give it one more time, Phil, just so we're sure they got it. I want everyone to be able to access the information you have there.
Sure. It's Soul Destiny, S-O-U-L-D-E-S-T-I-N-Y, international.com. SoulDestinyInternational.com.
Oh, fabulous. And Phil, do you have any parting thoughts before we have to leave today?
No, just thank you very much for the opportunity to speak, Vicki, to not only to you, but also to your guests and your readers. And I look forward to seeing them all in our workshops and in other workshops of people around the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. And thank you also, Phil, for the amazing contribution you're making as one of the co-authors for our upcoming book. It's the sixth in a series of five so far number one international bestsellers, Ready, Aim, Inspire. In addition to Phil's wisdom, we'll also be showcasing the wisdom of Joe Vitale from The Secret and a number of other experts. So that's going to be coming out here in just a few weeks. So we're really excited about that. And again, Phil, thank you so much for the contribution you're making to the world and to our world in that book.
Thank you, Vicki.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our award-winning magazines, best-selling books, our broadcasts, and our global communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.